Shkach, everybody, for coming. Late notice. Thank you to Alex. Putting it together. Now, Suda's Preda is something which is... it's like a bittersweet, I guess you could say. The bitter part we know why it's bitter, because it's hard to say... it's hard to say goodbye the things which you were used to. To a gemar of a certain tkufa. But there's also something a little sweet about it. You can tell from the singing, you can tell from the atmosphere. It's like a matzah and mar a little bit.
What did you say?
Not going to get it out of there. Certainly part of the Suda's Preda, it's that it's time to be thankful to Hashem Yisbarach. And you look around and you see such a beautiful chevra, such a growing chevra. You have to be thankful to Hashem Yisbarach for the opportunities which we've had over the past while to come together, to be mechazik each other, Torah, Tefillah, Shabbos, Yantiv, so many gifts which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and when we can do them together, it makes everything so rich and so beautiful. And all that is from Hashem Yisbarach, so we have to be makatayt. When you think back, I think personally, you know, I look around and I see faces which I've known for many years, number of years, going back to early days in Lander College, and of course, the time in this community. There was a lot of growth, there was a lot of coming together. And then Chesky came into our lives, like 2 years ago, I think. But I think anybody who's been around for the past 2 years can attest that it doesn't feel like 2 years. It feels more like 20 years. As we were able, with Chesky's leadership, to be able to be mitzamtzem so much in the course of 2 years. There are some people that they look for excuses to make parties. L'havdil alfei hevdalim. Becheski, Kishmo Kainhu, is about Chizuk, B'machazik, looking for opportunities to grow. Any opportunity which there is in order to bring Chavit together, to learn Torah, to daven together. It's an opportunity to grow, it's an opportunity to shtag. B'machazik ourselves from close to Hashem, to seize the opportunity. And not just to seize the opportunity, to seize it, mamish b'shtei yadayim. Like you look at for example, the relationship, eternal relationship, Rav Chaim Vital and the Arizal. You would think that Rav Chaim Vital spent his whole lifetime by the Arizal, but he spent less than 2 years by the Arizal. And we have all these Shmona Sha'arim, Rav Chaim Vital, from the Arizal Kaddish. It's eternity. But sometimes you have certain people that every single moment is an opportunity to grow. Capitalize on those opportunities, and you thank Hashem Yisbarach for those opportunities. So when we look back at 2 years of Chesky's coming to the community, being mechazik, what he did for the Chabur and Landers, what he did for Shabbos Kodesh here, Friday Night Minyan, Shabbos Morning Nates, but overall, Shal Shudis, even before he moved into the community, he called me up, and I had met him maybe like twice. I think once in Landers, and then another time at his Chasna. And then after that, he called me up. He said, I don't know if you remember me, something like that. We're going to want to come into the community. Is there anything going on here? What's the matzah? What's the Shabbos matzah like? Immediately before he even stepped foot into the community, weeks before, he was already figuring out what's going to be for Shabbos in Kew Garden Hills. The main thing was, so I tried to explain, listen, we have already Friday night. Something very nice, but oh, we got Mechazik Friday night. So most importantly, we have to do something for Shal Shudas. Shal Shudas. I said, yeah, sure. I'll come. It's Hashem. Just tell me where to go. Show up. There's a few people around this table who I think were at the first Shal Shudas. Ariel, were you there? I believe so. Yeah, I thought we had the first Shal Shudas. I think we had a minion of 10. A minion at Tzumtzum, Chesky's basement. Trying to figure things out. Eventually a Seder was created for the Shal Shudas. In the first number of weeks, number of months. And I'm trying to just create some type of a tzura. But he came. He came to the community. Wanted to be Mechazik. And that had a sent aftershocks or waves of chizuk throughout the community, which led eventually to the Neitz Minyan, to his chizuk to the Neitz Minyan, leading the shachris every week, coming early with the brachos and the psuki de zimra, shachris with the fire, the kiddush afterwards. There's Malkiel here. We have to thank Malkiel for really being miyasi the Neitz Minyan, for the kiddush every single week. With a smile, with an avo, with a thankfulness and a gracefulness to everybody who comes. To Eliezer for laning every single week. To Shmuel from Mechazik all the time. For everybody. It takes a chevet to come together to be Mechazik. Yish li achiv yomer chazak. That's how we grow. So I'm grateful to Alex for putting this together to be able to express Ma'akar Satov to everyone, especially to Chesky, for what he's done for our Chever for the past couple of years. Part of the bittersweetness is that when you sit back and you take a moment like this to reflect about those opportunities coming together in this community, be it a chabura, be it some type of a tish, be it sukkis, be it Chanukah, being a Purim Suda, Michael El Chayel Mamish, you felt like you were going from one thing to the next with an excitement. You're looking forward to Shabbos. You're looking forward to the next Yontif. So there's a vort I remember. I don't remember who says it. Maybe it was the Chametava. I don't know. A vort I saw years ago in Neri Smell. I mentioned it once here before on a Friday night, but it's applicable now. Parshas Kisisa, the Torah tells us, "Va'yitin al Moshe kechaloise ledar be'itay b'har Sinai," that Hashem gave Moshe the luchos. Shnei luchos ha'edus, luchos even k'suvim be'etzbalikim. That the luchos here are described, luchos of edus, luchos of even, that they were written be'etzbalikim. Interestingly, only 15 psukim later, 16 psukim later, the Torah gives us another description of the luchos. It says that Moshe was coming down from the mountain, and it says that these shnei luchos ha'edus were biyadai, they were in his hands. We know about these luchos already, but listen to this. The Torah goes on. Luchos k'suvim mishnei avrehim. These are luchos which were written from both directions. As Chazal explained, wherever you were standing, you can see the luchos. Mizeh mizeh heng suvim. Ve'haluchos, and these luchos, ma'isil lakim hema. This is the work of Hashem. Ve'hamichtav, And even the inscription, the writing, Michtav Elokim Hu, it's from Hashem. Chorus al aluchos, engraved on the luchos. So the tzaddik cracked the kasha. He says, why do we need another description of the luchos? 15 psukim later? And why is the second description more vivid than the first one? Like, if you were going to introduce to us the luchos in all of its glory and beauty, you should have expressed the more descriptive, the more detailed picture of the luchos beforehand, the first time around. So he says a very beautiful yisod. Take a look at the context. The very first time the Torah describes to us these luchos was when Moshe received luchos on Har Sinai. And the Torah is telling you that when the Jewish people looked up and they saw Moshe with these luchos, this is what they saw. They saw luchos ha'edus, luchos even, k'suvim v'be'etz b'alakim. That's what they saw. Second time the Torah tells us about the luchos, the context is what? The Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down to find the Jewish people involved in the Chet of the Egel. And a few psukim later, we have the Moshe Rabbeinu, he takes those luchos and he shatters them. This is the context we find ourselves in. So when the Jewish people looked up this time, and they saw these luchos that Moshe was coming down with, and they observed the situation, and they realized the grave reality, that maybe the luchos will break. Maybe the pagam which we made with this cheda egel was magia, it reached even to the luchos themselves. When that reality seeped in, and they looked at these luchos, what did they behold? They beheld that this was not just a luchos ha'idus, luchos having suvim betz belakim. They looked at the luchos, and they observed something much more magnificent about it. Luchos, k'suvim mishnei Avraham, mizem mizehim k'suvim, luchos, ma'isel akim heim, v'ma ha'michta, michta elokim, u'choros ala luchos. To tell us and to teach us that at that moment when you behold something and you realize this is the last time you have it, then you observe it in all of its glory. Because it's only at that moment where you're standing on the edge between what is and what will be, what is and what was, are you able to completely take in exactly what it is which was there. So at this moment before the luchos were breaking, and this is their last look at the luchos, they observed and they noticed every single detail. So the Suda's Preda, you're holding at that moment where you're at the doorstep of moving forward, taking a different direction. But at the same time, when you behold the situation which is in front of you, and you take in the moment, and you take a look, and you take in all the wonderful chevra, and you start to allow all the memories to come in, of all the times in this makom of davening, of coming together, and chazak each other. It wasn't just so long ago we had Tisha B'Av and we had a beautiful chevra come one after the next from the night to the morning to the mincha to the inus hachag, all inspired by Chesky. It's just an example of, you look back at a Tisha B'Av and you realize how much we could grow during a time like that. That when some places they're counting down the hours on a Tisha B'Av, you know, to the point where it's the end of the fast and they can eat. Whereas in a chevra like this, with Vavakshi Hashem, counting down the hours to the next inyan. But from the kinnis, we're going to go to the olam. From the olam, we're going to go to the ilas achag. And in the meantime, you have to squeeze in some of avodas Hashem at home, you know, with the children, with the wife, get some rest, whatever it may be. But to come by a Suda Sfeida means that you You behold what is and you've taken everything which was. And there's a lot. When the weeks now of Zayin de Nechemta. And the weeks of Zayin de Nechemta means that Hashem is giving Klai Yisrael a Nechama. During this time in Nechama, after we've lost the Beis HaMikdash, after the Luchos were destroyed in Shivasa B'Tamas, what is the nature of the Nechama, anyways, that Hashem is giving us at this time? But the nature of the Nechama, of the Zayin de Nechemta, is, Chesky and I were discussing actually this past week, the really design in Nechemta is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading us to Rosh Hashanah. He's leading us to the Yom Narayim. And if a person takes in the Yom Narayim as they're supposed to be, that simcha of Zman Simcha Seinu, that noira, that fear, that trepidation, that awesomeness which comes from bringing in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach, that dichotomy of Oz V'Ched V'Bim Komo, that simcha of being in the presence of Hashem together with that awesomeness of what it means to be in His presence, that ability to see Hashem panim b'panim, that closeness which comes out of the richuk, which occurs on Shavuos and B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. In a way, designed in the Chemta, these 7 weeks, these Shabbos are leading us to those days. And the reason why it's such a Nechama is because we realize during those days how it was that having the Tisha B'Av and having the Shavuos B'Tamuz brings us to this. That if not for Shavuos B'Tamuz, that if not for Tisha B'Av, we can never have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Like Lahavdil, not really the Havdil, it's Mamash HaMashal. That if a husband and a wife, if they get into discrepancy, so when they make up with each other, the quiver which they had in that moment is much greater than the quiver which they had before the Machlokes. And Hashem will show us in the times of Mashiach how all the difficulties which we've had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol, all the problems we've made for Him, all the Shalom Bayis issues we've caused Him, all that is leading us to something which is a tremendous, tremendous Churva. Imagine 2,000 years of Richok, what type of a Churva that will be. What type of a closest that will be. As we say in Vihinoyam, we say, Samchenu Kimoisi Nisanu. Give us the simcha according to the days which you were ma'ana us. That if we've been in pain for thousands of years, at least the simcha should be that great, should be that much. And some of Farshim say, when speaking about the tkufa, what will be in the times of Mashiach, how long that will last, some hold that it will be as long as the years of Golus were, that's how long the years of Mashiach will be. Until Hashem takes us to the next stage, it will be Triyas HaMesim. Samchenu ki Moisi Nisanu. That the simcha should be as much as the inoy. And that's really Yom HaKippurim, is the Nechama for Shavuos B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. And the reason why it's a Nechama, because what we felt that we had lost by Shavuos B'Tamuz, which is these Luchos, Hashem gives us a new Luchos on Yom HaKippurim, the second Luchos we get. And if we mourn a Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Beis HaMikdash. Your Sukkah is your Beis HaMikdash. Hakim Lanu Sukkos Tavet HaNefales. Whatever Kedusha, whatever Das that there is in the Beis HaMikdash, there is in the Sukkah on a personal level. So whatever destruction there was during the 3 weeks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuilds for us again, but in a way which is more enhanced than the first time. And that's the Nechama. The Zayin Nechemta means that Hashem is leading us on this Derech, Hanaisin Bayom Derech, through Elo, to bring us to a rebuilding, to a Yom HaKippurim, to a Sukkis, which is even greater than the time before. And the reason why that happens is because it really all depends on how you leave it. Chazal tell us that at the moment that the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, that the Navi saw that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that you would have expected the Luchos, the Kruvim, I'm sorry, to have been facing Achor Be'achor, back to back, as if Kivyachol and Klais were not looking at each other. But he found them panim b'panim. And Tzaddikim explain, based on a Gemara Nida, that at the moment of separation, if you create a closeness at the time of separation, it allows you to bond together, despite whatever richol, whatever distance is going to be following that. And that's really the idea when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Shavuos Tamuz. That Elul means I need a doidi v'doidi li. That even though we're in a state of Elul where we're after Churban, we're after the 3 weeks, and there really is no relationship until we come to Yom Kippurim again, then that relationship is rekindled. But what I need a doidi v'doidi li is there during the time of Elul. But the pshat is that even though there may be a distance, I need a doidi v'doidi li means I'm committed. But we refer to each other as my doidi because that separation and that distance brings out those memories and brings out that anticipation to be with that beloved one again, and you say, this is my doidi. I need the doidi v'doidi li. That's the feeling of a kurva which comes from the separation, which comes from the distance. And that's the idea of a Suda's Preda. The idea of a Suda's Preda is that at the moment of separation, when you come together at a time right before that separation, you're able to take in, and all that chizik comes back once again. Able to absorb what was and what is still in this moment in all of its glory. We could say about the times that you've had together. Luchos ksuvim mishnei avreihem, mizem mizem ksuvim, luchos maisa lakim mehima, michtav elakim hu. There was such siyata d'shemaya and so many things which took place. You felt like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was present. You felt the siyata d'shemaya and so many things. The growth and the chizik over the course of 2 years was ma'isa l'kim hema. And so therefore at a time like this of a Suda's Preda, it's time to be thankful to Hashem Yisbarach for all the chizik, for all the opportunities to grow and to come close with a beautiful chevra. To be thankful to Chezki, thankful to Alex for putting this together, and to be thankful to each and every one of you. Those who are here today and those who are not here today. To be thankful for those times in this community. But the nechama of all this is that because there's the kuvah which we're experiencing now and we've come together now for, it means that there's no distance which can separate the relationships which we've created with each other. And what that means is that ultimately we'll come together again in whatever capacity it is. It'll be through coming together with more Tishin, Yom Tovim, Shabbases. Because when you make a Suda's Preda and you show that commitment and you show that kurva before the Richuk, it means that you create a ban which is inseparable, which is Lamala Min HaTeva. That there's no nefesh, that there's no makom, and that there's no zman which can separate that. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should help us. That siyata d'shemaya which we saw, that ma'isa l'kim hema, and all the times of growth over the past number of years. Then in Hashem's place in Shemayim, despite whatever distance that is, that'll be mechazik. It'll be mechay and mesim in a certain sense of that chiyus and that chizak in a place which we can't see. So that when we come together again in Mitzvah Hashem, it should be soon, and there's no reason why I shouldn't. Eretz Yisrael is a little bit far from New York, but the opportunities to come. Halavai, we should be able to come to Eretz Yisrael. To Oidel B'Simcha Li'atzeinu. But Woodmere is not too far from Kew Garden Hills. And Eretz Yisrael is Libi B'Mizrach, it's the closest place to us. So again, a Yashar Koyach. To everyone, Shkayach Techetsky in particular, thank you very much for all the Mesiris Nefesh and opening up of the home, and to the Rebbetzin for everything which she has done for the Chevron, to Menachem Yisrael. Because Baruch should help us, and in the same way which we sit here now, the Kurva V'Yedidus, we should come together again in the Kurva V'Yedidus, and ultimately, to be Oyla V'Simcha V'Yatzeinu, Avi Yisrael Malachai Koshi V'Simachtim V'Yitzvilasi, to be Zeche to that Simcha V'Pias Goyal Tzedek, Me'er V'Meinu Amen. Da 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 na 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 na